I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. The House Agriculture Committee's top-ranking Democrat, Colin Peterson of Minnesota, is now the incoming chair of the committee. He says he feels confident about getting a farm bill approved before he takes over in January. Dan Atkinson of the National Sorghum Producers and Will Roger of the American Farm Bureau Federation have told reporters they both have reason to feel optimistic as well.
Peterson has said that he definitely wants this off the table before he takes back over, and I have great confidence that the major four players can get that done.
They want to be able to say they've gotten something done, and I think that's true no matter which side of the aisle you're on.
Incoming Chair Peterson told reporters the four lead farm bill negotiators have issues to work out, including House GOP demands for tougher food stamp work rules. But Peterson says House Ag Chairman Mike Conaway has very little incentive to block the deal in the upcoming lame duck session. The Congressional Budget Office estimated the stricter work requirement provisions would see about 1.2 million low-income Americans lose those benefits. There are also other sticking points, including differences over reductions to conservation programs and farmer payment limits in the Senate version. In Colorado and the West, drought and hailstorms have nearly destroyed some crops this year, and the House version would cap certain crop insurance payouts to farmers affected by natural disasters.
This is Maura Bennett for the Ag Information Network of the West. For more ag news and comments, please visit aginfo.net.